It's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. We are kicking off a new privacy series this week, looking at the various ways that Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Apple all track our every move. And we're starting today with Google. You've probably heard me talk about this a little bit on earlier episodes about how I got out of the car, went into a hotel, looked up their phone number 2 days later, and was told that I had been there 2 days earlier. And then I started looking at my location history and saw that they knew about this hike I took up a hill. They knew about when I pulled off the road to take a picture of a bridge, all without any Google apps open because location history was turned on. That's where I started diving into the fine print of location history. The companies all say that we opt in for it. I don't remember opting in. In fact, I could probably prove to you that I never did, because they never say to you, click this button and we will now track every move you make. They don't use those words. They say, go to settings on your phone and change your location history so we can offer you this feature, whether that's Match on Google Maps, where they will make you recommendations about restaurants, whether that's real-time traffic updates based on your current location, whether that's Google Photos to help improve auto organization and search. Right, they're going to do a better job of searching if they follow my every move from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. It's time for us all to say no. It's time for us to scream and yell that we won't take it anymore. Sorry for the network reference, but it's true. They're getting away with this stuff, and they're not using real words to pull off their evil scheme. I say evil because they say it's all about showing you more personalized ads that are relevant to you. Yeah, I like the relevant ads. They know I like photography and music, so they show me a lot of photography and music ads. But it's so creepy to go to Adorama or B&H or Amazon and then have these ads follow you everywhere. I would just say no to it all. How about you, listeners? We'll be back at you tomorrow with our look at Facebook. Who's more egregious, Facebook or Google? And then we're going to look at Amazon and Apple. I'm Jefferson Graham. Let me hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. And as I said, I'll be back to you tomorrow with a look at Facebook and privacy. Thanks for listening.